Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty specific, but really revealing, how digital speed is changing even traditional outdoor activities. We're diving into hunting leases and, believe it or not, the insurance certificate, a piece of paper that used to cause major headaches. So, our mission. To quickly unpack how one group tackled this old paperwork problem. And more importantly, we're going to break down the actual dollars and cents, the coverage details you really need to know about these hunting lease insurance policies.
Exactly. And it really starts with timing. Because, well, timing's crucial here. Think about getting ready for hunting season, maybe like the 2019 deer season. Landowners, they almost always require proof you're insured before you can even set foot on their property. So you, the hunter, you need that certificate just to do the basic prep work, setting up your stands, putting out trail cams. Without that paper, you're basically locked out.
Okay, so let's talk about that old way, the historical pain points of getting that piece of paper. Before things went digital, you'd buy your policy. And then what?
Yeah.
You were just waiting for the mail. We found that even if the insurance company was super efficient, maybe shipped it same day, you were still looking at, what, 4 or 5 days for it to arrive?
5 days, yeah. Which is annoying, but maybe you could live with it. But the real kicker, the worst case scenario we saw, some companies, and this is hard to believe, could take 4.
Yeah.
Sometimes even 6 weeks. Just to get that certificate out the door.
Hold on. 4 to 6 weeks. That sounds insane. Was that like a regulatory thing or just sheer inefficiency?
It was almost all just administrative lag. You know, old systems, manual filing, printing stuff out, putting it in an envelope, relying on ground mail. Imagine you're the hunt club manager. You've planned a big weekend in, say, August to get everything set up, scout the land. A 6 week delay. That blows your whole preseason prep. You might miss the critical window. In the world of hunting leases, losing that much time could genuinely impact your whole season. It just wasn't workable.
Right. Unacceptable. So this is where the industry kind of had its big aha moment, right? They realized this paperwork delay was literally stopping hunters from using their leases. And the shift was digital delivery. The group we looked at started offering email certificates back in March, well before that fall crunch time. That completely changed the game.
Oh, absolutely. A total game changer. The immediate benefit is just pure efficiency. You get the certificate by email. The hunter can literally print it out right then, you know, hand it to the landowner the very next day after buying the policy. It's not just faster, it's a competitive edge. If the guys on the next lease over are still waiting by the mailbox and you're already out setting up stands, you're ahead.
And the promise they made is key here. If you're buying this kind of insurance, this is what you should look for. The commitment was certificates emailed to both the hunter and the landowner. And quickly, within 24 hours, during the business week, Monday through Friday. That means basically within one business day, everyone who needs proof has it. Landowner's happy, you get access.
Yeah, that speed builds a lot of trust. But, you know, what if you lose the email?
Mm-hmm.
Or you need that document months later? Maybe you're out in the field with bad cell service. So redundancy is important. Besides the email, the certificate also gets uploaded to your online account. So you can log in and get it anytime, anywhere. Gets rid of that single point of failure the old mail system had.
Okay, so we've really nailed the logistics part. Speed isn't the bottleneck anymore. Let's pivot now. Let's talk about the what. What are you actually protected against when you buy this policy? This is the substance, the really crucial part. What are those liability limits?
Right. This is the stuff you need to be really clear on, especially if you're managing risk for a whole club. You need decent numbers.
Hmm.
So the standard policy we looked at had a pretty substantial $2,000 aggregate limit.
Okay, let's translate that. For listeners maybe not used to insurance jargon, aggregate limit, that's like the total maximum payout for the whole policy year for all claims combined. Is that right?
That's exactly it. It's the ceiling for the entire year. But maybe even more critical day to day or for a single bad event is the other number. The policy also has a $1,000,000 per occurrence limit. That's the cap for any single incident or claim. And that $1,000,000 number, that's what protects you and the landowner if something really catastrophic happens.
$1,000,000 per occurrence. Okay, that sounds like a big number. But give us some context. Why is that level so important for a hunting lease specifically?
Well, think about the inherent risks. Tree stands are probably the biggest one. If a stand fails because it wasn't maintained, or maybe a harness is faulty, and someone has a serious fall, like a spinal injury, medical bills can hit six figures incredibly fast. Or think about a serious ATV accident, maybe involving multiple people. or, God forbid, an accidental firearm discharge with severe injuries. You could blow through a smaller policy limit almost instantly. So yeah, $1 million per incident. That's really the baseline you need for true peace of mind in those high-risk situations.
Mm. That really puts it into perspective. And it's not just generic liability, right? The coverage gets specific about hunting activities, which seems vital.
Absolutely crucial. The policy specifically mentions things often left out of general liability, like member-to-member coverage, which means if one club member accidentally injures another member, they're covered. That's a gap people often forget about.
Right. And there's also guest liability coverage. So if you bring a friend, family member out, covered too. And, critically important, liability arising from two major pieces of equipment, tree stands and ATVs, though specifically for ATVs used for hunting purposes.
Yes, that ATV part is huge because ATV liability, that's often a major concern for landowners letting people use them on their property. Knowing the standard policy covers those vehicles, specifically when they're being used for lease activities, that clears a big hurdle right there.
Definitely. But maybe the most interesting financial detail, something that really signals a strong policy, is about deductibles. What's the story there?
This was quite striking, actually. The policy has no deductible on the liability coverage.
No deductible.
Zero. So for anyone unfamiliar, a deductible is what you pay out of pocket first before the insurance company pays anything on a claim. Having no deductible on liability means even for smaller incidents, maybe a minor injury claim that's only, say, $5,000, the insurance pays the whole amount from dollar one. That zero deductible, that's a massive financial benefit. It really shows quality protection.
That is a huge detail, because the last thing you want in an emergency is a surprise bill.
Okay, let's touch on some other specific coverages tucked into this policy. Things that might seem secondary, but are still important.
Sure. So beyond those big liability numbers, there's also specific coverage if there's a fire. It includes fire damage liability up to $100,000. So if something your club does accidentally starts a fire that damages the landowner's property, that coverage is there.
And what about injuries, separate from the big liability piece?
Yes, there is a fixed amount for medical expenses. It's listed as $5,000 in accident coverage. And it's important to stress, this $5,000 is totally separate from that main $1 million general liability. It's usually meant for immediate, smaller injury costs, often paid without needing to determine fault.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, how does this policy handle the people involved? Hunt clubs can have lots of members, multiple landowners. It can get complicated administratively.
The setup here seems pretty straightforward, actually.
The policy covers every single member of the hunt club. Doesn't matter if it's a small group of three or a big club of 30. Everyone listed is covered. And, importantly for the landowner relationship, it also covers up to 7 landowners listed on the policy at no additional cost. You just name them on the certificate when you buy it, and they're included. Simple as that.
That seems pretty efficient.
And connecting this back to sort of modern lease management, flexibility is key, right? Not every lease starts neatly on January 1st or some other standard date. So the source mentioned that these new policies, they can start every month, any month of the year, which lets hunters match their insurance coverage start date exactly to when their actual lease begins. So you're not paying for time you don't need.
That monthly start option is definitely convenient.
Yeah.
But it leads us right into maybe the most critical financial point. Something everyone buying this needs to understand cold. It involves what happens if you need to cancel the policy early. That flexibility comes with a pretty significant catch, doesn't it? The cancellation terms.
Yes. This is where you absolutely have to plan carefully. The policy wording is very clear. Once that coverage is active, the premiums are considered 100% earned.
Okay, stop right there. 100% earned. That sounds like serious insurance talk with big financial implications. What does that actually mean for the person buying the policy?
It means, quite simply, the moment you purchase that policy and it becomes active, the insurance company considers the entire year's premium theirs. It's fully earned by them at that point. So the bottom line is, there is no prorated refund if you cancel the policy. Not if you cancel halfway through the year, not even if you cancel one day after buying it.
Wow. Okay, wait. So let's say a hunt club buys their policy in July, expecting their lease to start August 1st. But then maybe July 25th, the lease deal falls apart before they've even been on the land. They're just pat out the entire premium for the whole year. They lose all that money.
That's exactly right. The risk transfer happens instantly when the policy starts. Mm-hmm. The insurer takes on that potential liability immediately. So this makes when you buy the policy incredibly important. You can't just buy it months ahead for, you know, peace of mind, thinking you can cancel if things go south. You really need to buy it as close as reasonably possible to the definite start date of your lease to minimize that financial exposure if something unexpected happens and you have to cancel.
So that completely changes the buying dynamic. The old problem was the speed of getting the paper. That logistical headache is gone. But it's been replaced by the need for perfect financial timing on the purchase itself.
Exactly. The move to instant digital delivery, it solved that huge friction point. Getting access for preseason work is way easier now. Technology fixed the speed issue that used to mess up the start of every season. But yeah, that 100% earned premium clause, that's the new planning challenge you have to navigate.
So let's wrap this up for you, the listener. What we've seen is a modern policy that gives you that instant digital proof you need. It offers strong liability limits, remember, $2 million aggregate, $1 million per occurrence, and that crucial zero deductible, plus flexible monthly start dates. But, and it's big but, that flexibility is balanced against the hard reality. Premiums are 100% earned upon purchase. No refunds for cancellation. So here's the final thought. Given you can start a policy any month, perfectly aligning it with your lease, and knowing you get zero back if you cancel, what does that tell you about the absolute latest you should wait to buy that coverage? It means you need to plan precisely. Pinpoint that purchase date to get your access when you need it, but shrink that window of financial risk before your lease is absolutely 100% locked in. Plan tight, buy late. That's your key takeaway. Thanks for diving deep with us today.